1936 on August 1st.
Der 11. Olympiade neuer Zeitrechnung als eröffnet.
Yeah, not real pretty, but Germany's dictator Adolf Hitler opened the Berlin Summer Olympics. His hopes of using the games as a showcase for his ideology of racial superiority shattered by African-American sprinter Jesse Owens winning four gold medals. Also this day, 1981, I remember it, I was in high school.
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
Yeah, MTV Music Television, the channel that put music videos in the pop culture map, debuted on cable on this day. All right, and quick morning devotional thought here to get your Friday morning started on WWIB from Jason Kahn's Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. Today, John 13, 14, if I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Three paragraphs, Jason says, those of us who live in the West in the 21st century have little context for foot washing if we get stuck in wooden literalism. We may believe Jesus requires actual foot washing, but we always have to pay attention to his symbolism. In the first century in Galilee, the process of washing feet was a necessary but less than glamorous chore. The dust from the road would cake people's feet, getting into the cracks and crevices. Foot washing was a job for servants, so when Jesus washed their feet, he willingly took up a distasteful chore that was well below his status. He became a servant, and he asks us to do the same. In order to serve with the heart of Christ, we must know who we are. We are those in whom the Spirit of Christ dwells. We are God's beloved. When we truly believe that nothing can taint our purity in Christ, we will not be afraid to get other people's dirt on us. It's a great line. When we accept that every person bears God's image, we begin to see the goodness and dignity of Christ in them. And so to love others is to love Christ. Great thoughts on John 13, 14. Closing prayer this morning. Opening day of One Fest. Jesus, you humbly, willingly, and lovingly washed your disciples' feet as a servant from a heart of love. You have called us to the same manner of love. Open our eyes to see your beauty in every face we see and to know the lengths you went to in order to set them to set us free.
Hey, well, Halvo, welcome everyone to One Fest. It's finally here.
Exactly. And again, it's fantastic weather. What can happen to dampened spirits? Just like overly hot and humid, right? And just like people are dying, or else it's just like a rainstorm, you know, dampen things. Neither of those at all in the forecast.
We have all sorts of fun planned at our WWIB booth. Of course, the debut of the OneFest on-air after party tonight. Halvo will be burning the candle at both ends as he'll be up late with his son, Dawson, 10 p.m. to midnight. Join us right here live on WWIB. We're broadcasting live all day, and our OneFest coverage sponsors make it possible for us to bring you the promotion and coverage and fun that we do at OneFest. And those sponsors include Badger Steel and Fabricating of Rice Lake, Cedar Creek Community Church, Holistic Nutrition in Altoona, Mother Nature's Food on London Road, Eau Claire, Main Street Hair Solutions of Thorpe and Woodbury, and Victory Revival Center and Coffee House of Menominee. We're thankful to them and all of our OneFest coverage sponsors. Well, we are at the Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds here in Kanawha. Caleb and Halvo, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Thank you to our engineer, Pat, producing the show back at the WWIB studios in Halley. And let's kind of run through what folks can expect the next couple days in terms of the artists on the main stage and the big break stage.
And it's all going to start today at 1 o'clock. You've been hearing Emerson Day. She'll get it going on the main stage at 1 today.
And at 2 o'clock on the big break stage, Frankie Moscato.
Then at 3 on the main stage, The Afters.
At 4 on the big break stage, Remedy Drive. I mean, Remedy Drive, mm-hmm. If you're familiar with their music at all, right, during the years, I mean, they could be a main stage act, too. They're that good, and they're on the big break stage today, so don't miss it. Wall-to-wall music.
For sure, yeah. They've been here 5 o'clock tonight on the main stage, Jordan Felice.
At 6 p.m. tonight on the big break stage, and you and I were talking about how this is a can't-miss show. Sean Rodriguez, after meeting that young man and his band yesterday when they came into the studios at WIB, wow.
I know.
Do not miss 6 o'clock, Sean Rodriguez.
Absolutely. We really mean that. 7 o'clock tonight on the main stage, Danny Gokey makes his return to One Fest, Wisconsin's own.
And at 8 o'clock on the big break stage here at One Fest will be Megan Danielle.
9 o'clock, the Friday night headliner, and I'm not going to be joining you if you're introing him. I think this is, what, you and Sam?
Because I'm
opting out. I got to be getting ready for the after party.
Indeed.
It's We the Kingdom tonight.
We the Kingdom tonight. Now let's go on to Saturday as well, and again, the fun will kick off at 1 o'clock, Alvo.
Yeah, at 1 o'clock tomorrow on the main stage, we're really liking this guy, Eli Gable.
Yeah, his song Glory Bound, we'll be hearing that later on in the show today. Just a fantastic young artist. Also on Saturday at 2 2 o'clock will be Harrison Hackett on the big break stage.
3 p.m. tomorrow on the main stage, Joseph Habedank. I think we're going to hear him this morning as well.
Yeah, 4 p.m. on the big break stage on Saturday, Howard Grip will be performing.
5 o'clock on the main stage tomorrow, you just heard her, Katie Nicole.
That will be wonderful. I am really looking forward to seeing and hearing Katie live. I haven't been able to do that before.
And you know what, Caleb? A lot of the young artists that perform, they're doing that again, right, in terms of the young talent. They were doing Katie Nicole songs even last year.
Yeah. 6 o'clock on the big break stage on Saturday, Rachel DeLong.
Now, 7 o'clock tomorrow night is Torn Wells, a bit of a programming change, so Torn Wells tomorrow night at 7.
And at 8 o'clock, if you miss Eli Gabler or just love him so much on the main stage, you want to see and hear him again, 8 o'clock on the big break stage, Eli Gabler will be finishing off that stage on Saturday night.
And then finishing things out on the main stage tomorrow night, the great Big Daddy Weave tomorrow night here at OneFest.
And tomorrow night after OneFest, as well as Saturday night after OneFest, our first ever OneFest on-air after party presented by Stockman's of Osseo. It's going to be live here on WWIB from 10 p.m. to midnight. Again, you're burning the candle at both ends today, Howard.
Caleb, I'm an early bird, not a night owl like my son Dawson, but we're going to work together tonight and tomorrow night, those 2 hours, and just giveaways galore. First time I've ever signed in the log at work, beginning and then ending the day, but it's going to happen.
It is going to be so much fun. So, again, this is created for those who are waiting around in the parking lot, because it can take a while to leave when you're at a massive event like this. So while you're waiting around the parking lot, maybe gather together as a family, fun and trivia and giveaways. And again, we've got lots of prizes from our food vendors here at OneFest. We'll have meet and greets for some major artists and a chance to win tickets for next year's OneFest as well.
Yeah, so many giveaways, so much fun, and a pair of tickets both nights for OneFest. So please join us tonight, 10 to midnight.
Again, our after-party sponsors presented by Stockman's of Osseo, and our sponsors also include Avenue Orchard, Alley Rudd Financial Services, Dana Yoder of Edina Realty, Superior Sealers LLC, Footprints in Time, Birth Center and Family Clinic, and Economy Furniture. Thank you so much. 12 before 8 o'clock, and it's time for our Friday morning tradition where you get you caught up on everything you might have missed in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We know you want to stay informed, but you know things can be busy. We bring it to you in condensed form. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says his company's artificial intelligence plan will bring super intelligence to everyone.
Super intelligence, huh? Let's maybe start with the people who post the dumbest stuff on Facebook.
Good idea.
Well, did you hear about this? Alabama, the state of Alabama, has taken steps to prohibit slap fighting.
Fortunately for true sports fans, alligator wrestling in Florida is still legal.
And on ESPN 12.
A study says dogs can definitely read human facial expressions.
Then why can my dog never see that this is my get off my favorite chair face?
Well,
plastic waste in the oceans is expected to triple by the year 2040 unless drastic measures are taken.
The next Little Mermaid movie will be about Ariel starting an underwater recycling business.
I'll watch it.
According to a study, chocolate may lower the risk of stroke among men.
At last, the vindication of Count Chocula.
Breakfast of champions.
Well, the U.S. Navy says it's short on sailors, ships, and weapons.
They've gone from join the Navy, see the world, to join the Navy, bring your own boat.
Right.
And finally, a study found that our brains contain a sixth sense for math.
Except, of course, when you're trying to figure out an 18% tip.
Will not compute.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Alvo and Caleb broadcasting live from the OneFest 2025. It's the OneFest after party tonight, live on the air, 10 to midnight. Can't wait, debuting that. Caleb's idea from a year ago when he was in the parking lot saying, we need a show on the air, and we'll have it. We've got the Westerby brothers with us now, which sounds like I'm introducing professional wrestling, but it's not. They're OneFest volunteers, Ryan and Kyle. Welcome.
Nice to be here.
Yeah.
Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
So, Ryan, you were involved initially with OneFest as a volunteer, and you've got your brother alongside now.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been with the fest since 2019, kind of handling the finance office, and Kyle had just kind of looked at it, and he was like, that looks like it might be fun to be involved in and come and see it. And from there, it just kind of grew to him being on the lead team now.
Just kind of blossomed, joined in, just volunteering a couple of years ago, and then this year Ryan and the lead team approached and asked, hey, would you think about coming and doing this? And I thought, you know what, I'm here the whole weekend anyway, we're having a blast, let's join the team and help out.
And guys, it's interesting with OneFest, obviously concert after concert after concert on multiple stages, and I compare it to kind of like a county fair and a summer camp as well with all the different activities going on. But I think another comparison would be it's kind of like a family reunion, because I know even just setting up yesterday, the number of people were coming by saying, hey, Caleb, hey, you know, just... some people you only see here at OneFest, and it's great seeing them again. It's like that family reunion.
Oh, it absolutely is, and that's one of the things I've always looked forward to with the fest is there are that group of people that you only get to see them maybe a couple times a year, and it seems to be in and around, you know, concerts of some sort that you'll be there. But I'll be driving around, and all of a sudden, hey, Ryan, and I'm like, oh, hey, it's been a while since I got to see you, and you get to catch up with them, and...
Now, are you guys both camping in the camping area?
Yes.
Okay, and so it's more campers than ever. A lot of people saw last year and said, oh, man, next year I'm going to camp for sure, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's the nice part of this with being up here at the fest grounds. We've got more room for camping. So, you know, if you're coming out this year and you think to yourself, oh, wow, this was a really good time, I don't want to make that drive and go home at, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, bring a camper, bring a tent, whatever. We got a ton of room for you.
There you go. Kyle and Ryan West will be joining us here on WWIB. And maybe before we let you go here, as part of the lead team, what are ways people can be praying for OneFest for this year and in the future?
Oh, wow. You know, the biggest thing is always just to have God at the center of everything we're doing. I mean, that should go without saying. And to be able to just continue to find ways to meet the needs of the people out in the community with whether it's the music or as we do the different things with our different areas and stuff like that. And of course, just the volunteers, that we can continue to have the volunteers here, and they're really what helps put the festival on. So,
all right. Hey, thanks so much. I want to try to break a little bit of news, though, as we close here. I understand from you guys that maybe there's going to be an announcement today and maybe another tomorrow regarding next year.
Yeah, we got a couple of announcements coming up. I'm not going to share what they are, but there are announcements. I was told they're at 6:50 tonight and 6:50 tomorrow. So
okay.
There you go.
We're
announcing that there are going to be announcements.
Well, yes.
One of our games tonight on the after party is going to be guessing the headliner announced tomorrow night. Apparently, tonight's going to be already out, so that'll be one of the contests tonight. And Kyle, happy anniversary to you and your wife today, 16 years.
Yeah, thank you. Yep, Lisa and I just hit 16 years today. Nice big endeavor, so excited. She and the kids will be coming up a little bit later, so we'll get to hang out. But, yeah, big day.
All right, family fun for all the kids here at WWIB. The WIB Wake Up Show on the road live from OneFest. We've been doing this since 2019, the kickoff broadcast. And Caleb doing a ton of broadcasting throughout the day and tomorrow, right in the 7 o'clock hour tomorrow as well. And Caleb, I was here with my wife Peggy last night setting up for the Teamwork Africa booth, and I was bowled over by this list up at our booth area with games every half hour starting at 11:15 with Plinko and running through 4:45 with Solo Cup Stack, and wow.
Yeah, that's just till 4:45 because that's all we could fit on the board. But of course, we're going to be playing games well into the evening hours as well as more and more folks get here. But we've got all sorts of great prizes to give away and also some games just for fun, just for kicks and giggles, as they say, and to keep you entertained while you're out and about. There's so much to do here at OneFest, and we want to be a big part of that.
We're going to presume people know what Plinko is, but I'm going to go through it. We're going to do Rapid Fire Game Edition. So here we go. 11:45, Flamingo Toss.
At 12:15, Fruit by the Foot.
At 12:45, Chopstick Skittles.
At 1:15, a Marshmallow Home Run Derby.
At 1:45, the Water Bucket Brigade.
At 2:15, it's Plinko Prizes or Punishments.
Huh. At 2:45, Duel a DJ. What is that?
That will be interesting. You know what? I'm not going to even say. You're just going to have to figure out what that is when you come here, but it is a blast. 3:15, Sam's going to captain this one, I do believe. It's Screamy Shoe Looking.
Okay. You were telling me about that. Don't miss that one, folks, at 3:15. 3:45, the Water Balloon Musical Chairs.
At 4:15, the Dizzy Bat Challenge.
And at 4:45, Solo Cup Stacking. There's going to be more games. That's all we got room on this dry erase board for.
Yes, lots and lots of games going on and lots of fun here at WWIB at our booth at OneFest. We just want you to come out and enjoy this. And again, you might not have purchased your tickets. Maybe you've been on the fence. Let me just tell you, this is kind of like a county fair with a summer camp with a family reunion. reunion with a multi-stage concert, and it goes all day long for Friday and Saturday, and then a free church service here on Sunday as well, two free admission to the grounds. Just join us. That's, I think, our bottom line as we head out here. Havo from the Wake Up Show is saying, hey, join us here at OneFest. You will not regret it. It'll be the time of your summer.
If you've been, then you know what we're talking about. If you've never been, come and try. Taste and see. It is good.